Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with members of the Indianola Mayor's Youth Council, Jenna Lee Johnson and Doug Voights, about Bike Fest 2019. Indianola Mayor's Youth Council, who are?
Jenna Lee Johnson.
And I'm Doug Voights.
Organizing Bike Fest 2019. Well, first of all, just give us a rundown of what's going to happen for the seventh year of Bike Fest.
So this year, because Rag Bri is going through Indianola, it's Bike Fest 2019, the Rag Bri edition. So it's kind of like our normal Bike Fest, but it's incorporated with a lot of Rag Bri themed stuff and some extra fun things that we haven't had in the past.
Well, talk a little bit about wanting to name it the Rag Bri edition. Obviously, that's going to be such a fun thing coming through and getting people interested in going out and biking over the summer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rag Bri is such a big event in Iowa that we wanted to make sure we connected it, especially with Rag Bri coming through Indianola. Rag Bri will have a station of their own at Bike Fest where people can find information about what they can do to volunteer or host some of the bikers. And then all around the square, we have some more Rag Bri themed bike safety events. We have a bike safety rodeo with a tune-up station where kids can come and learn about how they can be safe on their bikes, and then also get their bikes tuned up to be the safest they can be.
Awesome. We'll talk about some of the other fun events that are coming up during Bike Fest.
Yeah, so we've always had like a bike safety rodeo and helmets and fitting and a spin art and balloon blaster. But this year we're adding a pedal-powered smoothie bike, so you can pedal a bike and make a smoothie. We're going to have virtual reality bike rides. We're also going to have airbrush tattoos and a lot more door prizes, so you can enter a drawing to win a bike.
Awesome. Well, where is it, and what should people know about going to a Bike Fest 2019?
Well, Bike Fest 2019 will be right on Indianola Square, construction and all. It will be on June 15th from 10 a.m. to noon, and we hope to see everybody there. It'll be a fun time.
Well, talk about why this is important. Talk about why this is so much fun to get people not only outside and interested in biking, but also being safe while doing so.
I think it's important to keep kids active, especially this day and age, and this is a fun way to promote it while also staying safe and wearing a helmet, and so they can learn a little bit more about Rag Bri and how to stay safe on your bike.
So it's just a way to get kids out and participating in a community activity that also has the meaning of making sure that there's no unfortunate accidents that occur while they're on their bikes, because no one wants that to happen. And plus, with our community being so bike-heavy with Rag Bri and the trails, it's a good thing for them to know about and be aware of.
Well, this is something that the Indianola Mayor's Youth Council is helping to organize, but it's not done alone. Kind of talk about who else is helping out for Bike Fest 2019.
Yeah, so this wouldn't be possible without the Indianola Elks Lodge. They put in so much money and help and everything. And we also have been partnering with Warren County Extension, Blank Children's Hospital to donate helmets to give out to kids. Indianola Breakfast Lions, the Independent Advocate, the police department comes, of course, Parks and Recreation for helping put it on.
And then the Rag Bri committee will be involved with the event. Casey Holmes from the YMCA will be out to tune up bikes for all the kids, and then obviously K&I Radio. And Rassi's Bike Shop will be contributing some prizes and then helping with tune up. And then Warren County 5210 is doing a hydration station, where kids can learn about how to infuse their water with like fruits and stuff to make it keep them hydrated while also making it taste a little extra fun. And then Healthy Choices Count as well is also contributing.
All right, well, one final time. When is it, where is it, and who's all invited?
It is on Saturday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to noon on the Indianola Square, even with the construction. We actually have a rain location in case the weather isn't cooperating, and that's at Indianola Activity Center out on Highway 92. And everyone's invited, and all families, and we encourage people to come.
Thanks to Jenna Lee Johnson and Doug Voights for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.